crown wakes before the head and paces the dark like a tame storm. King Henry's lover opens with a trumpet that smells of ale. The page tilts and the court spills toward the tavern where fat wisdom keeps its hand in the pie of night. Falstaff laughs a tide with the belly, and the boy called Hal balances between oath and appetite, as neat as a blade laid flat on a tongue. I enter through the door that is also a visor. The hinges are priapic, honest with their greased intent. In the yard the moon holds trial for clouds. Verdicts are delivered by tankard. The law limps in wearing spurs and sits. The chair improves on her struts in like a cock with rhetoric for feathers. Falstaff plucks one and stirs the stew. My pulse takes service with the prince, who measures himself against the height of a cup and finds himself taller. He speaks of breach and once more, and the air grows tight as a drumhead stretched over the loins of dawn. Beneath all this, very far and very near, the sea changes sides in its sleep. The whale rises under London with the courtesy of a moving cathedral. Its back lifts the tavern, a patient inch, and everyone mistakes it for joy. A candle leans and writes a soft sword on the wall. I will be more myself, says the prince, hearing through the floor the slow instruction of depth. The promise enters the groin first, as promises must, sharpening the hips into policy. A wench sets down a plate and the steam kisses the hand like allegiance. The fathers arrive, uneasy kings. One wears guilt like a collar he forged accidentally from the hinge of a murdered door. The other father a veil in youth, as large as appetite, teaching history to breathe between them. Hal stands with his brain undecided. He tries on mourning like armor and finds it fitted by an older tailor. The tailor being the sea takes payment in vows. Hal pays in full with a blush no one sees but the lamp. War is a bed smells of iron and breath. The army unrolls into the meadows as if a sheet were being shook clean of theories. Once more into the breach the mouth cries, and the breach is every door that ever resisted a hand. Men go through because they were built to. The dirt receives their knees with the kindness of a long marriage. Priapic trumpets insist on a standing truth. Squires bandage spear wounds that resemble punctuation. A page fetches water and returns with a small river apprentice to his wrists. On the narrow field of saints, banners stand up like erections of cloth. We call the day for crispin, and the syllables flare along the ridge of the palate. The king walks the lines wrapped in a borrowed night. He touches shoulders with the tenderness that rehearses killing. We few, we happy few, he says without saying so. And the few multiply in the blood until the arithmetic itself is aroused. Arrows write their bright cursive across the rain. Mud claims faces into equal grammar. A helm rings like a struck breastbone, and the echo consents to be history. Far off the whale rolls, making Agincourt tilt like a plate under a lordly knife. Each time it breathes, courage is reminded of the body that pays. apology later. Back to London, where praise is measured out in daylight. The crown returns to its head with a sigh, like a sword back in a scabbard that knows the shape of its tenant. Falstaff fades like a tide, leaving noble salts on the stones. The prince turned king lays his cheek against the still warm map of tavern benches and receives a last benediction from Spilldale. Then he stands to make marriage with France, politics entering flesh by the sanctioned door. The kiss is a treaty of mouths, it drafts the future in steam and breath. Prepuce signs on the corner of the page with a flourish the clerk pretends not to see.